And at 8:01, we have rainfall here in Atlantic, 67 degrees. We picked up an additional 0.3 of an inch of rain since 7 a.m. for a total of 1.71 inches so far. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Don't forget, there is a flash flood watch in effect until 1 o'clock today for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And a flash flood watch in effect for Cass and the remainder of the counties in our listening area until late tonight. And the weather forecast is calling for showers and thunderstorms today. Heavy rain possible. We'll have a high around 82. And the news this morning, police in Council Bluffs responded to a reported home invasion and an attempted armed robbery Wednesday morning. Authorities say at around 10:08 a.m., officers were dispatched to 2606 7th Avenue for the report of a robbery that had just occurred at the home. Officers learned that two juvenile females were home when somebody forced open a rear door. The girls described an 18-year-old white male who entered the house armed with a silver-colored semi-automatic handgun. The man was about 5 feet 7 inches tall, 170 pounds, had blonde hair, and was wearing an orange beanie-style cap. A dark-complected Hispanic male who remained near the rear door was said to be 5 feet 5 inches tall, 150 pounds, had black hair, and wore a black beanie-style cap. They told the men to get out and said they were calling the police. The two males then fled out the rear door. Nothing was taken and no one was injured during the incident. As officers were responding to the call, they were given the description of an older maroon-colored Dodge Ram pickup as a possible suspect vehicle. A vehicle matching the description was seen near 5th Avenue and 22nd Street in Council Bluffs. An officer attempted to stop the pickup, but it fled at a high rate of speed, leading the officer on a pursuit. The vehicle was last seen heading westbound into Omaha on I-480. The vehicle's tailgate was down at the time of the pursuit, and the officer was not able to get the truck's license plate number. A photo of the suspect's vehicle can be found under this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Meanwhile, if you have any information on that robbery, you're urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 328-STOP. You can remain anonymous, and your tip could make you eligible for a cash reward. Well, Department of Veterans Affairs investigators say the Des Moines VA hospital didn't deny mental health services to a veteran whose body was found frozen at a Des Moines park in February. The death of 41-year-old Richard Miles was ruled a suicide. The suicide prompted U.S. Senator Joni Ernst to call for a federal investigation into VA programs and the treatment Miles was provided. The Des Moines Register says that the Iraqi War veterans suffered from anxiety, a stress disorder, and depression, and had a history of suicide attempts. He'd sought care at a hospital 5 days before his death. Investigators say Miles wasn't denied service he sought, but the investigators also say that Miles' VA case management worker should not have removed Miles from the workers' client list. Police in Creston report the arrest on Wednesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center of 20-year-old James Arthur Frank of Creston. Frank was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for probation violation, the original arrest for which was based on a charge of second-degree burglary. Frank was later released from the jail on $1,000 bond. Two Creston residents and a Bluegrass, Iowa man were arrested on separate charges on Tuesday. According to Creston police, 34-year-old Bobby Sue Flynn was arrested Tuesday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of trespassing. Flynn was later released on $300 bond. And 19-year-old Jacob Davis was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant charging him with unauthorized use of a credit card under $1,000. Davis was later released on $2,000 bond. And 37-year-old Norman Olson of Bluegrass was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense after he struck a legally parked pickup truck in the 200 block of North Pine Street in Creston. Olson had left the scene, but a witness described his vehicle to police who located it. Damage from the collision amounted to at least $1,800, and Olson was being held on $1,000 bond in the Union County Jail. The Harlan Police Department on Wednesday report four people were arrested on various charges over the past week, while two other individuals were cited for offenses and released. On Saturday, 22-year-old Brian Green of Harlan was taken into custody when officers were called to a disturbance in the pit area of the Shelby County Speedway. Green was brought to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with intoxication in public and disorderly conduct. He was asked earlier to leave the track area and not return, and because he had returned, was also charged with trespass. Last Friday, 44-year-old Yasvani Rubio Salas of Denison was taken into custody following a traffic stop in Harlan. Rubio Salas was arrested on an active warrant out of Buena Vista County. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail to await extradition. Man was also cited for speed and passing contrary to highway signs. On June the 4th, police in Harlan arrested 45-year-old David Dean Anderson of Harlan on an active Shelby County warrant for delivery of a controlled substance. As a result of the arrest, Anderson was also charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. That same day, 29-year-old Marsha Finch of Harlan was taken into custody following a traffic stop. She was charged with third offense, enhanced possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The driver of the vehicle was cited for failure to have a valid license and released. And on June the 1st, 34-year-old Randy Stoles of Harlan was cited for fifth-degree theft when an employee at the Fairway Food Store observed him allegedly put merchandise into his pocket and attempted to leave without paying for it. Stoles was cited, given a court date, and then released. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman who was a passenger in a pickup truck driven by an Atlantic man was injured during an accident on a dirt road Tuesday afternoon. Deputies responded to the scene about 9 miles northwest of Clarinda on 130th Street at around 4:40 p.m. During their investigation, it was found that 26-year-old Jonathan Nelson of Atlantic was driving a pickup truck westbound on 130th. That portion of the street that the pickup was traveling on was a level B minimum maintenance or dirt road. The vehicle came on a portion of the dirt road that was deeply rutted from recent rain and vehicle traffic, and when the pickup went through the deeply rutted portion, the vehicle bounced violently, throwing the passenger, 20-year-old Marna Liddell of Villisca, into the windshield, causing her to be injured. Liddell was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by a private vehicle to be treated for her injuries. No injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Tuesday night in Page County. The sheriff's office said that happened around 10:50 p.m. in the 2600 block of 290th, or about 2 miles east of College Springs. The driver, 27-year-old Kenneth Klein of Coyne, was in an SUV that was traveling west on 290th when he lost control of the vehicle, which entered the south ditch and rolled over once before coming to rest on the driver's side. Klein was cited for failure to maintain control. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a rural Creston man had reported last week the theft of three ATVs owned by him and a fourth ATV owned by another person stored on property located off of Lark Avenue. The four-wheeled ATVs stolen include a green 2010 Polaris Sportsman 550, a blue 1997 Polaris Express, a green 2005 Polaris Ranger XP 700, and a green 2010 Polaris Sportsman 550cc. The off-road machines disappeared from the property sometime last week. The loss was estimated at $27,500. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.